Welcome to Nelson and your audio guide to The Hidden Shoreline Walk. We will refer to the site numbers on the Hidden Shoreline Walk map and note useful landmarks along the way. Download your map from www.nelsoncitycouncil.co.nz. This walk is one of a series of heritage walks developed by the Nelson City Council. It follows walk and cycle ways through reclaimed land that now forms Trafalgar and Rutherford Parks. A coloured line on your map shows the 1840s shoreline. The story of reclamation of the land south of Halifax Street is covered in another walk called Tracing the Tideway. This walk is generally flat. Comfortable walking shoes are recommended. Please use the pedestrian crossings where indicated and cross roads with care, and be aware active sports activities could be taking place around you. Our walk starts at the Information Centre in Miller's Acre. Cross the road to Civic House, then travel along Halifax Street towards the intersection with Rutherford Street. An 1840s shoreline plaque in the pavement marks the point from where early settlers built a causeway in 1841 across to the first saltwater bridge. This bridge was built where the roundabout is now situated and enabled easy access to the port in 1842. The deep channel, known as Saltwater Creek, now travels underground south of Halifax Street. To the north of Halifax Street, it emerges to run alongside Haven Road and along the edge of Rutherford Park. Rapid reclamation took place both sides of the causeway as soon as it was completed. The coastal edge of Paraparu Estuary was reinforced by stone bunding in 1852, and the town started to encroach on the estuary. By the 1900s, Trafalgar Park, which is east of the Maitai River, had been reclaimed. The town had extended over most of the Paraparu Estuary south of Halifax Street, and Anzac Park had been created. In the next 12 years, dikes were constructed from locally quarried gravel and put around the Rutherford Park site. By the 1920s, over 8 hectares of land had been reclaimed on either side of the Maitai River. The Rutherford Park site was eventually filled with domestic and industrial waste. In the 1940s, it was covered with topsoil and grass. The land was named Rutherford Park in 1950 in honour of Ernest Lord Rutherford. Council purchased some land titles for this large recreational area. Land along Saltwater Creek was purchased from the Department of Railways, and a large parcel of land was endowed to the city by Thomas Cawthron and vested in the council under the Nelson Foreshore Reserves Act 1889. Two of the land parcels that make up Rutherford Park were acquired from the Māori Reserve by the Public Works Act. As this area grew, Rutherford Park came into use for early popular sports such as tennis and croquet, which prior to this had been played on private property, until this public demand led to the provision of spaces for clubs. Playing fields were created for hockey and soccer. Cross Halifax Street to Paraparu Road at the road crossing and traffic lights. Continue towards the traffic roundabout ahead. To your right are two heritage buildings. Both have been successfully adapted for other uses. Firstly is the old fire station, now privately owned, and secondly, the refinery gallery, number one on your map, which is now owned by council. The small reserve area between Paraparu Road and the Maitai River was the location of the council's works depot during the 1930s, 40s and 50s. This building is now leased out and is known as the Refinery Art Gallery. The building was built around 1932 on land leased from council and used by the Nelson Tobacco Company as a factory. Business flourished in the late 1930s and early 40s, and the company produced products made entirely from local grown leaf and owned a large tobacco growing complex in Motueka. However, a fire swept through the factory in 1948. The company did not recover from this disaster. When the company went into receivership, council acquired their buildings, which it then used as its reserves depot until the early 80s. Council decided to use the building for employment initiatives. When the Kahurangi Employment Trust commenced their environmental upcycling initiative in 2002, a gallery was created in the building for artists who were dedicated to recycling, and their work had a component of this and used locally sourced materials. Today, the successful gallery is also home to the Arts Council Nelson, and the gallery is well worth a visit, along with its attractive public sculpture garden. The first area to be reclaimed in Rutherford Park was land now occupied by the croquet lawns, adjacent to the gallery, and the croquet club is number 2 on your map. A shipload of kapok is reputed to be buried on the site after it caught fire on a voyage to New Zealand early in the century. Croquet lawns were established at this site in the late 1930s. As soon as further land was reclaimed, there was considerable pressure for recreation space in the city. Council received requests from groups such as the Whippet Club, brass bands, marching groups, hockey, rugby, tennis, basketball and bowls. There was a particular interest for space after the Second World War, and this period saw the development of the present-day layout of the park. Notice the large pin oak, which is a listed landscape tree, and it's about 90 to 100 years old. When last measured in 1994, it was 18.5 metres tall, and its spread of 19.5 metres provides welcome shade in the summer. The croquet grounds became home to the Nelson Croquet Club, which had been founded in 1905, and the Hinimoa Club, founded in 1908. Today, the two clubs have combined, and all ages enjoy the sport, which can be as social or as competitive as you wish. These days, a handicapping system is in place, where you start at 24 and work up to a -4. A large handicap means you get extra turns, which sounds pretty good, as it can be harder than you think to get your ball to do what you want it to do. An A-grade player plays on a 0 to -3 handicap. Turn right and follow the path along Saltwater Creek. This area is very important for our local iwi. Across the creek and above the road is Matangi Awhio and the heart of Nelson for local iwi. One translation of Matangi Awhio is swirling winds. Once a pa site, it gives a commanding view over the Haven, Harbour and Tasman Bay. It was also an important trading post, as waka and other boats could draw up on the original shoreline alongside what is now Auckland Point School, and goods could be exchanged or purchased. Europeans and early settlers came to a low concrete wall where local produce, vegetables, meat and fish was displayed and could be obtained. At the base of the hill are some information panels giving a detailed history by historians John and Hilary Mitchell, which is number 3 on your map. Saltwater Creek is one of the few visible remnants of the Paraparu estuary. It is very tidal and rises and falls, particularly dramatically in spring or king tides. This channel was deep enough for waka and flat-bottom boats to travel under Saltwater Bridge into the fledgling city. Boats would tie up at Milton's Acre before it became filled in to become Anzac Park. Continue along the path to the tennis courts. Tennis has been played at Rutherford Park since 1949, initially on grass courts. There are now 8 courts available for public use, subject to a charge. As you reach the tennis courts, look across Saltwater Creek to a green landscape traffic island between the school across the road and the creek. Moller Fountain, number 4 on your map, is sighted here and is attractively lit up in the evenings. Funding for a fountain was donated to the city by an anonymous donor in 1940, and the public preference at the time was for the fountain to go into Anzac Park. Lively correspondence was entered into at this time about the site choices, with many a letter to the Nelson Evening Mail. Eventually, council decided the best site for the fountain was in Haven Road. The donor was identified at the unveiling as the widow of Bernard Henry Moller. Moller had established himself as a seed, fruit and potato merchant in 1878 in Bridge Street, importing his stock from growers all around the world. He had a strong community spirit, being a justice of the peace, a leading member in both Masonic and Oddfellow associations, plus being a prominent figure in sporting circles. He had an active interest in the Nelson Horticultural Society, the Prince Albert Football Club, and the Nelson Bowling Club. Mrs. Moller had the distinction of being the first chief ranger of female foresters in the world. The green area comes alive with golden daffodils in the spring. The pupils of Auckland Point School have adopted the green space as an informal art gallery, where pupils mount exhibitions of their wonderful creations on an annual basis, much to the delight of the local population. These can be as diverse as frolicking dinosaurs to energetic rugby players. Continue to the Trafalgar Event Centre, number 5 on your map. You will notice a bridge on your left and a wayfinding sign. The entry to the centre is further ahead on your right. The Trafalgar Centre was built in the early 1970s after much lobbying of the council and huge fundraising efforts by JCs and the public. The event centre was completed in time for the self-government centenary celebrations in 1973. The centre has recently been renovated extensively. A number of popular iconic events for Nelson have been showcased here over the years, including the start of the World of Wearable Art Shows, ballroom dance competitions, Rock Quest. Go inside and see a series of panels labelled Legends of Trafalgar that celebrate these events. Follow the pathway past the centre on the perimeter of the park that follows the creek. Go past the car park on your right, and at the junction of Saltwater Creek and the Maitai River Walkway, you will see a bridge across the water, number 6 on your map. This was constructed by the New Zealand Army with funding from the Nelson Civic Trust as part of Nelson's 150th anniversary. Cross over the bridge and veer right to the path that takes you under Queen Elizabeth II State Highway. Be careful, you may get your feet wet at high tide, and remember to duck your head. This path ends at Ackerston Street, where an attractive view of the marina and port lies before you, at number 7 on your map. Port Nelson is located within the Nelson Haven, near the mouth of the Maitai River. The potential to develop a sheltered port was a key factor in the establishment of the Nelson settlement. Nelson is a great place for boaties. A well-planned marina caters for hundreds of boats who love our sheltered waters, golden beaches, a predictable afternoon sea breeze, and excellent fishing. Nelson has 5 accessible boat ramps with different fees and levels of access, and 5 great fishing piers. Today, Port Nelson is a busy and growing port. You can't see the commercial area here, which is beyond the marina. The wayfinding sign shows how to get to the Ackerston Foreshore Reserve, which enables wider views of the port and gives you an idea of how large it is. It occupies about 78 hectares of land and last year handled 2.5 million tonnes of cargo, mainly export. Forestry products make up the bulk of the total cargo, 42%, with fruit being 12.5%. The main import cargo is fuel, being 13.7% of the total cargo volume. Strong growth in cargo is predicted to continue across all cargo types, reflecting growth in our region. Total tonnage is expected to exceed 3 million tonnes by 2015. Ackerston Street and Ackerston Reserve are named after the early settler William Ackerston, who was a ship's chandler, marine surveyor, engineer, and supporter of port development. Retrace your steps under the highway and follow the Maitai walkway path alongside the river. Go to the footbridge that crosses over the Maitai River between Rutherford and Trafalgar Parks. Pause at the middle of the bridge and look towards the direction of the city. You will see the Civic House clock tower clearly. Beside Alma Turner Library is a small park which marks an important early landing site for Māori, number 8 on your map. A large poplar tree is a helpful landmark to find the approximate site. Continue over the bridge. In front of you is the recently refurbished Trafalgar Park Sports Ground. With the assistance of local benefactor Thomas Cawthron, Council purchased the land for Trafalgar Park in 1891 to be used as a recreation ground and for other purposes connected with the athletic sports and other recreations of the inhabitants of the city of Nelson and the surrounding districts. Land was held upon trust for use forever for such purposes of athletic sports and other recreations as may seem proper and convenient to the council. Trafalgar Park was originally owned and developed by a private company called the Nelson Athletic Ground Company, which developed the grounds in the very early days of Nelson settlement. Originally known as the Mud Flat Recreation Ground, Trafalgar Park was built on 8 acres of reclaimed land by the Nelson Athletic Ground Company. The athletic ground was reclaimed from tidal flats of the Maitai River. Sheep were used to maintain the grass and were removed before any major events. Trafalgar Park was used for cricket as early as the 1880s, with other sports added over the years. The grand opening of Trafalgar Park was celebrated with a football match, 15 versus 18, with players selected from the various town clubs. It was held on the 21st of April, 1888. No doubt this was influenced by the first game of football held on May the 14th, 1870, at the Botanics just down the road, where a new version of football was trialled, and later to be called rugby. The Trafalgar Park Stadium, number 9 on your map, was developed in the 1950s, and other capital improvements followed, including an eastern grandstand and sunshine seats on the western embankment. The grounds were used for all manner of recreational activities. However, the main users at that time were athletics, cricket and rugby. In the 1980s, a final reclamation along the Maitai riverbank gave the park its current shape. In 1996, the Trafalgar Park Pavilion was built on the western side of the field and arena floodlighting was installed for nighttime events in 1997. Two new grandstands were built in 2008 on either side of Trafalgar Park Pavilion, and further improvements allowed Nelson to host the Rugby World Cup 2011 matches. In recent years, the park has been used for music concerts and other entertainment as well, and locals were treated recently to Dame Kiri Te Kanawa, one of the world's best-loved and respected sopranos, doing a spellbinding one-off performance in Nelson. Veer left and walked past the stadium, out onto the path by the state highway. The path on your left goes under the highway to another reclaimed area where a gym and bowling club are presently housed. Continue on the pathway beside State Highway 6. This is part of the Trafalgar Dual Walk Cycleway, one of many in the city. Walk towards the junction of State Highway 6 and Trafalgar Street. Across the road, Kinsett Terrace was once part of Trafalgar Park, having been reclaimed for use as a railway station, which was never built. It was separated from the park by the construction in 1987 of the State Highway, which now forms its southern boundary. This important gateway for the city is a site for a sculpture by one of New Zealand's foremost artists, Terry Stringer. Number 10 on your map. The impressive work, a 5.5-metre bronze sculpture on a 2-metre base, is a striking welcome to our city. Entitled Dance to the Music of Time, it is set in a landscaped rest area off Kinsett Terrace. The sculpture reflects the four seasons and references the importance of horticulture, aquaculture and the wine industry to the development of Nelson. To the east, summer picks fruit, autumn harvests grapes, and west has a kete of fish. A hidden profile of a child representing spring reminds us of the importance of our future generations. While the design is one to be noticed, it is also sensitive to the site, with the entire shape reminiscent of a large seabird, and the green patination complements the natural verdigris that occurs with bronze and complements the landscape. If you wish to cross the road, please take care and use the pedestrian island. Beyond the sculpture, you can clearly see the sheltered waters of the Haven that are protected from the open sea by an extraordinary natural phenomenon called the boulder bank. Nelson Haven is a large estuarine area, also providing habitat for a diverse range of plant and animal life, and is popular for a wide range of recreational activities. Turn right into Trafalgar Street and return to the city. Notice Club Italia across the road, which has been a meeting place for our large Italian population that settled in Nelson and was heavily involved in tomato growing. The club opened its first club rooms in Trafalgar Street in 1931, with Vincent Vitetta as the first president. It closed temporarily in 1940 upon orders of the Alien Citizens Office during World War II. Then in 1958, new club rooms opened at 9 Trafalgar Street. The club has hosted visiting Italians, priests, ambassadors and rugby players, as well as making generous contributions to local charities, and it still flourishes today as a focus for Italian culture and companionship. On your right, see one of Nelson's earliest murals, painted in the 1980s by artist Harriet Blount. She painted this lively dancing scene, and it was one of a number of works by local artists done at that time. See the interpretive panel, number 11 on your map, for more information. This flowering of arts activities in the city came after a decision by Nelson City Council to allocate 0.7% of the general rate to support the arts. This came about as the result of concentrated lobbying by the arts community. The funding resulted in the appointment of an arts coordinator, and many arts activities sprang up in Nelson, enhancing its reputation as an important arts centre of note in New Zealand. Continue towards the city. Pass Elliot Street on your left, one of several dedicated heritage precincts in the city. An information panel at the start of the street will provide you with more information. Continue over the Trafalgar Bridge. An excellent view of Nelson's iconic cathedral can be seen up ahead. Beneath the bridge and alongside the Maitai River, the walkway continues up the river, providing a pleasant place to relax. Access to the walkway and to return to the eyesight is behind Grant Palace's intriguing stainless steel artwork, the Reef Knot. We have now completed our walk. We hope you have enjoyed this hidden shoreline walk. Another walk you may enjoy is tracing the tideway, looking at the reclaimed areas within the central city and what developed on them. For other heritage trails around Nelson, go to the Nelson City Council website, www.nelsoncitycouncil.co.nz. Use the search phrase Heritage Walks, or simply contact the Council's Arts and Heritage Advisor.